Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 36, When Necessity Really Is the Catalyst for a Mother's Invention. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're here for the first time, welcome home. This is where you get the straight scoop on what it really takes to make the leap from a corporate leadership job or corporate job of any kind, nonprofit, healthcare, education, and launch a business of your own. And today I am super excited to share with you someone I met recently as part of a pitch competition that was co-sponsored with Luminary, the wonderful community based out of New York City and now global, and Berlin Cameron, which is a top marketing agency also in New York. And Jessica Gore, the founder of Tasty Clean, happened to be our second place winner, and she did a fabulous job, and I'm excited to introduce you to her products. And for all the mothers out there, tune in. You're going to really love this. So Jessica, welcome to Life After Corporate.
Thank you so much, Deb. It is such a pleasure to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. So first of all, I think we should tell people what Tasty Clean is, because left to their imaginations, they could come up with all sorts of stories about what Tasty Clean is. But first of all, tell us what it is and how did you come upon this idea?
Sure. So Tasty Clean is the first of its kind flavored cleaning spray that is 100% natural and safe to ingest. It's made out of apple cider vinegar, so there's no nasty chemicals in it. And it's really meant to clean things that go in the mouth. So all your baby items, you know, your orthodontic removable appliances, anything that you're going to put in your mouth and you're on the go and you need to clean it, that's what Tasty Clean is for.
So, and how did you come up with this idea? Because, you know, certainly when COVID hit recently and we're still in COVID and we've been in it for about 8 months, it was certainly one of the things that I looked up when I couldn't get any bleach or wipes or any sort of sanitary antiviral, antibacterial cleanser. I looked up and I found vinegar is actually antiviral and antibacterial. But we don't think of apple cider vinegar as tasting really good. So how did you come upon this formulation? And well, first of all, why create this product to begin with? You know, why did you need it?
Every time I tell this story, it kind of makes me cringe a little bit. So I am a mom and I have two children. And at the time of the incident, my son was in his terrible twos, almost three. And I was actually, you know, rushing around like most moms. I got a speeding ticket and I was at a courthouse about to pay the ticket. And I had my little love with me and he had a dum-dum sucker. He dropped it. It was the only one I had. And when I tell you he had like the most epic of all meltdowns, the kind where you like have them flailing on the floor, screaming, and everybody literally, like if in the movies, they stop and turn and look at you like with the death glare, like get your kid. That was my aha moment. That was where I was kind of like, oh my God, if I could just give this, pick it up, spray it with something and give it to him, like my life would be completely saved right now. So that's when I set out to create a product that I felt comfortable using for my family, you know, something natural without chemicals. And I started doing research online, and that's where I saw vinegar kept coming up. And vinegar is one of those things that our grandparents used it. And I think the chemical companies have kind of wanted us to shy away from that. But we've done the research. We've done laboratory testing. It kills bacteria. It kills viruses. It kills the flu. And it's vinegar, you know? So we hired chemists and flavor people and all a whole team of people. And that's when we created Tasty Clean, something that kind of tastes like my kids always equate it to like a sour spray candy or, you know, we went after Jolly Rancherish flavors. So it has that kind of sweet and sour flavor to it. And kids love it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. And, you know, there are so many chemicals out there and none of them, you know, I had done some research a few years ago and I can't remember the exact number, but my mind says something like more than 80,000 chemicals are out there in our cleaning products and our beauty care products, and they've never been tested.
Well, and they're really not needed.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. We really don't need them. We have stuff like vinegar and all these natural things that they're just not necessary. You can accomplish a lot of the same results without them.
And, you know, when you said that story about going to the courthouse to pay your ticket, it reminded me of, so my son is now 21. He's a senior at the University of Michigan. But when he was about 6 months old, I think I took the train out of New York City to visit some friends in Connecticut. And it must have been rush hour because I remember a lot of guys in suits on the train reading newspapers. And for some reason, he was in his baby Bjorn right on my chest and he just started wailing. And I didn't know what to do, especially, you know, you're a new mom for the first time. It's like, what do you do? What do you do in those situations? And everyone's glaring at you. And I eventually just stood up and started bouncing him around and he settled down. But, you know, it's that dreaded, oh my God, he dropped his binky.
Yeah.
And as a mom, you're putting it in your mouth. And that's like really gross too.
Well, that's not good for them either because we then introduce them to germs in our mouths that their mouths don't have yet. And so we are then introducing a new problem to them, which is, you know, the cavities and all of the things that they have not been exposed to yet either. And not to mention the fact that you're exposing yourself to all the germs on that pacifier.
Exactly. I mean, that's the grody part.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I'm really fascinated about is on this program, we don't talk to a lot of product producers. Mm-hmm. And this is a very, very different journey than someone who's a coach or a consultant and launching a business where you're just kind of creating something out of nothing. It's intellectual property. You're packaging it, you're selling it, you're messaging it, you're done. But what were the steps that you had to go through? So if there are other people listening to Life After Corporate and they have an idea for a physical product, what were the steps that you needed to go to in order to get market testing, validation, manufacturing, distribution, all of that?
It's a lot, you know, and I don't think a lot of people really realize the full extent of what it takes and what kind of a long-term commitment it is, you know, because first you have to actually incorporate your business and do all the thing that any business would have to do. But you really get very paranoid because you want to protect your intellectual property, right? So you have to be careful of who you tell what. You have to find what's most important to you. And to me, that was, you know, having a Made in America product. So it took us a long time sourcing bottles and labels and art. And, you know, you have to come up with the logo and your packaging and what's going to be on that packaging and where are you going to get that packaging. You know, you have to find manufacturers that you trust and that can handle your growth. You know, we had to find legal counsel to help us with, to me, I wanted to patent. So we had, you know, patent applications to file. You have to find your office. And is it going to, you know, have warehouse capabilities? And there is, you know, you have to decide if you're going to do e-commerce and what is that going to look like? Are you going to do Amazon? Are you going to sell it on your website? How do you incorporate all of the inventory factors that come into that? And I think with Tasty Clean, it was a bit different because it is a very unique product. So in a lot of ways, there was things that we could not maybe look to competitors because we didn't have direct competitors. So we had to really kind of blaze that trail on our own. For instance, you know, I did not want to peddle snake oil. So to me, it was very important that we did skin sensitivity testing and that we did efficacy testing, but I don't know anything about any of that, right?
Did you figure that out? I mean, who advised you along the way? Because there are so many pieces to this and no one advised you?
Google was my advisor. I mean, I really just kind of knew what I wanted out of a product and I wanted it to work, right? And I needed to know as a conscious mother that I was not selling something, that I was positioning it with clarity and that I could go into it with, you know, a clear conscience, knowing that I was putting forth a great product. So I just kind of started researching laboratories, and then I, you know, contacted a bunch of them, went with one that was FDA approved. And don't get me wrong, I made a lot of mistakes along the way and things that probably made this a lot more expensive. But at the end of the day, I got results and great results. And, you know, you just kind of have to really go with your gut and listen to that kind of burning feeling inside that tells you this doesn't feel right. And if it doesn't feel right, then you need to listen to that.
Yeah. So that intuitive process of, you know, this doesn't feel like the right path here. I need to switch gears.
Yeah.
But let's let our listeners know you have had a ton of success with this product. So where is Tasty Clean today? So let's fast forward to, you know, after you got the patents and the manufacturing and the distribution, where can people find Tasty Clean today?
So right now we are available on Amazon at tastyclean.com. We just went into 100 Walmart stores, which we're really excited about. We are talking to a really big pharmacy chain right now, fingers crossed on that. We just signed a deal with a musical instrument distribution company, and we will be providing them with a musical instrument disinfecting spray. So we've got a lot going on now, and we are actually currently in the process of registering with the FDA because we have all this really great information that we would like to be able to tell people about, but we have to actually be registered with the FDA in order to do that because we are looking to be registered as a medical device, which for us will be amazing because not only will it be the first time that has ever happened with a natural product like this, it'll be something that I think will really, really help us break into the dental and orthodontic world as having that kind of seal of approval. So hopefully we'll be available at a lot of dentist and orthodontist offices as well.
You know, the timing, obviously, the timing couldn't have been better and the circumstances couldn't have been worse, right?
Right.
So to have this pandemic, and we have now this elevated germ consciousness that isn't going to go away, right? So we're not going to go back to our sleepy ways of not paying attention to things that we're touching or breathing. And so the timing is great for you. How long did it take you to get this far?
You know, it has really been a very long process, and you have to be prepared to just kind of every day is a new day, because I had this idea about 7 years ago, and then we kind of soft launched it to the market 5 years ago. And because I've bootstrapped this entire project, you know, these big companies have bajillion dollar marketing budgets and legal budgets and all these things that we don't have. So it's been a good 5 years of really like slowly working our way up to where we are now. And we've barely even scratched the surface. So I think people who are thinking about starting their own business or developing a product, especially if it's unique, really just be ready. It doesn't happen overnight. And you really have, you have to earn it. You know, you have to put in that sweat equity there.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of sweat equity.
You know, don't be discouraged. Yeah.
Right. Right. So there, this is a long game, my friends. You know, this is not something that is something that happens overnight. And I think it's important to understand this. And this is such a great story, Jessica, that people prepare for this journey. So as you look back, let's share some of your lessons learned. If you were to start this business over again today, what would you do differently?
I think quite a few things. I would not be as trusting as I was initially. Our first manufacturer, basically the first company that we hired to help us develop this, got really greedy, and we didn't have a contract per se. So they decided they didn't want to release our formula to us, and they wanted to try to basically make us purchase it, even though that's what they were hired to do. So, you know, I would have gotten everything on contract. I would have made sure to go with, you know, I think when you're starting off like that, you go for the more affordable options and things because you don't have a lot of money. But sometimes you end up spending more money going that route because they're less reputable companies. So I definitely would have paid closer attention to the people that I was dealing with. I think that's probably the number one thing. And I think I would have prepared myself mentally for the fact that, I mean, I was like, oh, this in a year or two, I'm going to be like, you know, selling a jillion bottles. My first order, I ordered like 20,000 bottles thinking, oh, I'm just going to get out here and sell all these and not being realistic with my goals. So I think that is something I definitely would have reeled myself in a lot too, of thinking, you know, this is going to take a lot longer than you think. And you should probably start off a little bit more conservative.
Yeah, those trust issues, contractual issues. I have heard other product entrepreneurs in the food area specifically talk about some of those loopholes in the contracts, places where they didn't protect themselves when they took on new partners or hired manufacturers. So that's an important one. I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm just curious, as I'm listening to you, and you have such tenacity and vision and stick-to-itiveness. I mean, was there an entrepreneurial role model in your family? I mean, how did you decide? And did you have a life after corporate story? I never asked you that. And that's a required question on the show.
Yeah. I do have a life after corporate. So I worked actually in radio for about 10 years for one of the big radio corporations and really, really enjoyed that. And then I got pregnant with my son, which was huge because I didn't think that I could have children. So I decided that my fun radio years needed to come to an end. You know, I wasn't going to have the nights and weekends that I needed to dedicate to that particular position. So at about 8 months pregnant, I decided to leave my career and, you know, be a stay-at-home mom for a while. And that absolutely drove me crazy. I had come from this fast-paced, corporate, fun job to sitting at home with a baby who cried a lot. So that was kind of the time where I decided, you know what? I kept getting all of these ideas of things that could help me with my child. I've always been kind of a creative mind and an entrepreneurial spirit. So that was kind of the time where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go with one of these ideas and run with it and hope that it takes off.
And that's such a great story. It's the creativity gene, I guess it is, you know, that once you're in the corporate world and you're problem solving and your mind is going 1,000 miles an hour, is that you're always problem solving, right? You're always looking for solutions to the next thing. And, 100%. You know, big hugs out there because I had, you know, my son was a colicky baby who cried a lot when he was first born too. Yeah. Hugs to moms out there. If you're like going through this, we got you.
It will pass. I mean, my son, it got to where we would have like the blow dryer going and the vacuum going because we had read somewhere online that that would make the colic subside and he would stop crying, and it never worked, but maybe it, you know, helped us a little bit. So we tried everything in the book, but he just, you know, he was a crier, his tummy hurt, and you will get by this, moms. You will survive.
You will get by this. Absolutely. Absolutely. So now your product is in Walmart and hopefully good luck to you on the medical device. What is it? A certification?
Or? It's basically like a classification with the FDA. So it allows you to, you know, say that you're going to clean what is considered a medical device. So a retainer, for instance, is something that is really popular for us. And if we want to say, you know, retainer cleaner, for instance, then we would need to register with the FDA as a medical device. So because we already know we have all the data and we've done all the testing, we're very confident that the outcome is going to be super positive on that.
That's great. Do you intend to bootstrap this business for the foreseeable future, or are you looking to take on investors?
You know, I think that initially I was all gung-ho and I was like, I'm going to bootstrap it till the end and I'm going to keep this company 100%. And then, you know, reality set in. And I think I've gotten to the point where I've realized that I would like to take on, you know, like a strategic partner at this point, because mm-hmm. I know that I don't have the funds to take it to what it could be. And I think that that would be the most logical next step, is to bring on an investor to help us get there.
Yeah, I think it's hard to scale product without having the capital behind it, for sure.
Well, especially a product like this. You know, there's so much that goes into it, and the FDA and the legality of it all. Mm-hmm. It's just expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to get in touch with you, or if they want to buy the product, how can they get their hands on it? And certainly if there's someone listening who would love to learn more and invest in your product, how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my email is Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A at tastyclean, T-A-S-T-Y-C-L-E-A-N .com. You can check out our website, which is tastyclean.com. And I would also like to encourage, you know, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We're going to have some big sales coming up. On Instagram, it's just at tastyclean. And on Facebook, it is My Tasty Clean. So those are some really good ways to follow us. And I'd like to also offer a offer code of 20% off for your listeners. So if you enter CLEAN20, just CLEAN and the number 20, you can get 20% off just for listening today.
Oh, that's so generous. So it's tastyclean.com and yes, CLEAN20 to get 20% off. And Jessica, before we let you go, what is your theme song? What's the song that most closely represents your experience on your entrepreneurial journey?
That is a great question, Deb. And I think I'm going to have to go with the one that really resonates with me right now. And that's Elton John's I'm Still Standing. It just speaks to me right now.
If I could sing, I'd sing it for you, but everyone would just shut off the episode right now.
You don't want me to do that either. I'm with you on that one.
Well, Jessica, it's been so much fun hanging out with you here today, learning about your inspiration behind Tasty Clean and everything that you've learned under this entrepreneurial journey that you've been on for the last few years. And you're still standing, my friend. So that's great.
I am. We all are. So thank you so much, Deb. This has been a blast. I really had a good time.
Oh, that's great. So that's it for Life After Corporate this week, my friend. As always, to get more juiciness and support on your entrepreneurial journey, join us at the Life After Corporate Facebook group, and I'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.